Recently, U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and Congressman Paul Tonko met with local leaders in Albany's Sheridan Hollow neighborhood to announce their support for the Brownfields Utilization, Investment, and Local Development, or BUILD Act. Brownfields are areas of contaminated land common in older industrial communities. Like Sheridan Hollow and Albany, waterfront neighborhoods and communities along the Hudson often grapple with contaminated sites. The BUILD Act reauthorizes the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Brownfields program and modernizes and improves on elements of the program to provide support for communities working to redevelop brownfields. The bill would allow nonprofit organizations to apply for site assessment grants for planning efforts on redevelopment projects. Currently, nonprofits can only qualify for federal dollars for site remediation. The law would also allow municipalities to apply for site assessment grants that were obtained before the creation of the EPA's Brownfields program in 1995. Susan Kottner is executive director of the Affordable Housing Partnership and a board member of the Community Loan Fund of the Capital Region, a nonprofit that provides loans to community development organizations. Kottner said that many communities in the region seeking redevelopment are encountering similar issues.
So it's the factory buildings, it's our downtown neighborhoods. It's the flexibility of this money is really helpful for people looking to rebuild.
Catherine Nadeau, policy director at Group Environmental Advocates of New York, said that the possibility of more federal funding to assist New York communities remediate brownfield sites comes in a time of need. Nadeau criticized New York's own brownfield programs, which mainly provide tax credits to developers to clean up contaminated sites.
And so it's literally just the state writing checks. And since the program has gone on the books, we've spent more than $1 billion in the state to clean up just about 100 sites. Now, that's a really poor return on investment. We're not getting what we should be out of this program.
Reforming New York's brownfields program has also been a focus of State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli, who is pushing for reforms before the expiration of the brownfield cleanup program, which is up in 2015 unless it's extended. In an interview on WAMC's Capital Connection in April, DiNapoli told Alan Shartok he'd like to see state funding for brownfield redevelopment head to the communities that need it most.
And we're suggesting there's a way to perhaps more clearly target the tax incentive part of the program to communities where, in fact, without an incentive, there wouldn't be economic development. We've seen some of these credits go to properties that are in areas that are already very economically viable and probably didn't need that tax advantage.
Catherine Nadeau said that any efforts from the federal government to assist communities with redevelopment and planning efforts while New York reforms its own brownfield programs are welcome.
New York needs to reform our brownfields program, and any help that we get from the federal government to revitalize these areas will only go that much further to restoring the upstate economy.
Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Saratoga Springs Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.